KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a thunder shower, and it's currently 76 degrees. Up until just 7 o'clock, or right before 7 o'clock, we picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rain here in Atlantic. Since then, we received some more moderately heavy showers. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Do want to let you know there is a flash flood watch that goes into effect today at 1 o'clock, and that'll cover Cass, Adair, Adams, Dallas, Guthrie, Madison, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. We expect ample moisture to stream into the state today ahead of an approaching system, and thunderstorms will continue into tonight. And given the available moisture, heavy rainfall is expected with the storms as they pass through the state, with rainfall rates of 2 to 3 inches an hour that could produce flash flooding. In local news, the Cass County Public Safety Commission Board Tuesday evening accepted the resignation of 911 Director Rob Coppert. Cass County Attorney Dave Wiederstein.
But on Monday morning, Darby and I met with Rob at Rob's request, and Rob tendered his resignation to us. No reasons were given to us. It was a brief discussion, and that was it.
Coppert has been the 911 director for Cass County since the mid-1990s. He's been experiencing health issues lately, but it's not clear if that was the reason behind his resignation. Both Wiederstein and Sheriff Darby McLaren were asked about rumors surrounding Coppert's abrupt resignation. Wiederstein addressed the question of whether a special investigation was underway.
I can't confirm or deny that because my office has not been involved in any part of the criminal investigation.
Sheriff McLaren said the same was true where his office is concerned.
My office is in has no investigation ongoing either.
They stated that Coppert resigned at his request and was not asked to do so. The board then elected to appoint Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Cannon as the interim 911 director. And the process will now begin to revise the position's job description and post the requirements, as well as accept applications once the process is ready to get underway. As a follow-up to our report on June 29th, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson on Tuesday said 50-year-old Rex McDermott of Atlantic had been arrested July 17th on charges of OWI second offense and driving while license denied or revoked. The charges were the result of an investigation into a UTV accident that occurred on June 29th. McDermott was seriously injured during the incident. He was later taken into custody by sheriff's deputies and transported to the Cass County Jail. Also arrested July 17th was 54-year-old Larry Will of Atlantic. He was charged with OWI and driving while license denied or revoked, and he was also booked into the Cass County Jail. On July the 20th, Atlantic police arrested 37-year-old Dicey Christensen of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation, and 52-year-old Randall Connery of Atlantic was arrested on that date for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. Last Saturday, 26-year-old Mark Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested by Atlantic police on a Cass County warrant for gathering where controlled substances are used. Each of the subjects I mentioned were booked into the Cass County Jail. Red Oak police Tuesday evening arrested a man for criminal mischief in the third degree. 43-year-old James Reed Mitroff II of Red Oak was also charged with public intoxication. Mitroff was arrested at around 6:15 p.m. in the 400 block of East Washington Avenue in Red Oak and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his cash bond was set at $2,000. Red Oak police reports the arrest of a Red Oak man also on Tuesday morning after responding to a 911 hangup that was believed to be a possible domestic assault. At around 11:50 a.m., officers went to 1800 East Summit Street, and after investigation, they arrested 23-year-old Zachary Nathan Gobert of Red Oak for violation of a protective order. He was also charged with obstruction of emergency communications. Gobert was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending a court appearance. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office assisted Red Oak police at the scene. Six people were injured during a crash that involved multiple vehicles in Harrison County on Tuesday morning. The accident happened at around half mile east of Logan on Highway 30 at about 8:50 a.m. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2001 Ford Taurus, driven by 60-year-old Mary Hall of Dunlap, for reasons unknown, crossed the center line as it was traveling eastbound and struck the rear dual wheels of a 2015 Freightliner semi that was westbound on Highway 30. The semi was driven by 24-year-old Rigoberto Rojas Reyes of Omaha. After hitting the semi, Hall's car continued eastbound and struck a westbound van driven by 22-year-old Janet Castro of Storm Lake. The van was then struck in the rear by a westbound Buick Enclave driven by 86-year-old Robert Mitchell of Dunlap. Hall had to be mechanically extracted from her car and was sent by LifeNet helicopter to UNMC in Omaha with unknown injuries. The driver and three passengers in the van were also injured, including the driver, Janet Castro, and 30-year-old Jennifer Dreesen of Cherokee, both of whom were transported by Logan Rescue to the Missouri Valley Hospital. Jacob Goodwin and Logan Phelps of Storm Lake, who were also in the van, were transported by Midwest Medical Ambulance to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Robert Mitchell was transported to the Missouri Valley Hospital by Missouri Valley Rescue. The driver of the semi was not injured, and that accident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Pearl Courtney, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died July 15th. Funeral services for Pearl Courtney will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Earl Vandewater, age 88, of Orient, died July the 4th. Funeral services for Earl Vandewater will be today at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mike McKee, age 54, of Atlantic, died last Thursday. Funeral services for Mike McKee will be today at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Delmer Markman, age 86, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Delmer Markman will be held tomorrow at 2:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Alma Hoyce, age 97, of Audubon, died July 21st. Funeral services for Alma Hoyce will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Faith Community Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Barbara Lee Bobby Morse, age 79, of Oakland, died July 7th. Funeral services for Bobby Morse will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Oakland. Reagan V. Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Lyle Sheets, age 75, of Audubon, died July 22nd. Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Services for Lyle Sheets will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dolores Doonan, age 87, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dolores Doonan will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Wilma Sorensen, age 82, of Audubon and formerly of Harlan, died April the 4th. A celebration of life open house for Wilma Sorensen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Evelyn Sheeler, age 88, formerly of Bridgewater, died last Friday in Missouri. Graveside services for Evelyn Sheeler will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery in rural Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this morning by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.